This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Folks, you only need to make one stop, and that stop is here with me, John Redman. Live in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And after a four-week period where I was sick, I'm now back live, ready to bring you another just under 2 hours of my program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. And, of course, you would recognize that, you regular listeners, because you heard Frankie Boy singing for us, nice and easy. Well, for you lovers of Frankie, I've got a couple of Frank Sinatras coming up quite soon. So anyway, today it is Friday, the 23rd of May, 2025. And it's actually been 4 weeks since I was in the studio. And I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. And I'm hoping that I'll get through the show without a single horrible cough that I've been having for quite some time. However, let's get on with it, shall we? Helen Carr was an American singer who died just 38 years old. I've got a track coming up right now, and it's from her 1955 Bethlehem Records album, which is called Miss Helen Clark. And she's going to sing for us the Al Dubin and Harry Warren song called You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. She's got Howard Roberts on guitar, Cappy Lewis on trumpet, Max Bennett on bass, Stan Levy on the drums. The late Helen Carr with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
Think that love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let you go, and now I've come to tell you so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think that love was something that I could take or leave alone. Without my supply, I need you for my own. love you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
That was the late Helen Carr, one of my favourite female singers from the 1940s and 50s. And she sang for us, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, Howard Roberts on guitar, Cappy Lewis trumpet, Max Bennett bass, Stan Levy on drums. And she recorded that in 1955 from an album put out by Bethlehem Records called Miss Helen Clark. The Night We Called It a Day is a jazz standard, of course. Music was written by Matt Dennis, the lyrics by Tom Adair. The song was first published in 1941, and a year later in 1942, Frank Sinatra recorded the song, The Night We Called It a Day. He did it for Bluebird Records, backed by the Alex Stordahl Orchestra. So, for you Sinatra lovers, here's the first one of two of Frankie Boy, and this is his 1942 recording with Alex Stordahl and his orchestra singing The Night We Called It a Day.
While you're in my embrace, I know it's all a dream, but darling, if it were true, I'd never let a day pass by without my loving you.
It wasn't quite the night we called it a day, was it? But never mind, these problems do happen sometimes. I'll get you back to the night we called it a day shortly. No need to worry about that. So you might get three Sinatras instead of just two, actually. Anyway, here's another Frank Sinatra. And this one's... one he made in 1956 for Capitol Records, and he's backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. And he's going to sing for us a song written by Sammy Cahn, B. Walker and Kay Toomey called Hey, Jealous Lover, Frankie Boy.
Lover. Lover.
Hey, jealous lover. You're acting so strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change? Hey, jealous lover, how wrong can you be? I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. I am just as steady as that clock on the shelf. Maybe you're accusing me of what you do in yourself. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.
Jealous lover, you're acting so strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change?
Hey, jealous lover, how wrong can you be?
I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me.
Could have cheated lots of times, but just couldn't do. I was much too busy, baby, being faithful to you. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you. There's no one for me.
Well, that was Frank Sinatra from 1956, backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, singing for us, Hey, Jealous Lover. Now we're going to go and we're going to listen to Frankie Boy, who's going to sing for us The Night We Called It a Day, written by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. This is Frank Sinatra's 1942 recording for Bluebird Records. Back by the Alex Stordahl Orchestra. Da-da-da-da. Here's Frank Sinatra with The Night We Called It a Day.
Mm-hmm. but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day. The sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
We got there in the end, folks, didn't we? Frank Sinatra singing The Night We Called It A Day from a 1942 recording he did for Bluebird Records. He was 27 years old in 1942, and you can hear that in his voice, I think. When he got to sort of the 1950s, his voice had mellowed quite a bit. But the man sang for years, didn't he? So anyway, you had three Sinatras there. All for the price of one. You're listening to a live program called Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and it's coming to you from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about a guitarist called Joe Pass. Joe was born in 1929. He died in 1994. He was probably one of the most notable jazz guitarists of the 20th century. And the thing that people remember him most for is his solo playing. He served in the military. And after he left, he became addicted to heroin. He lived in New Orleans for a year, playing at strip clubs. And because he had this virtually unlimited access to drugs, he claimed that he had a nervous breakdown. He spent much of the 1950s in and out of prison for drug-related convictions, and then he spent 36 months in a drug rehabilitation center. And that got him on the right path. Have a listen now. Here's Joe Pass on a 1988 recording that he did with Gerald Wiggins on Hammond organ, Joe Plass on tenor sax, Antti Simkins on bass, and Albert Heath on the drums. And the tune he's going to play for us is one written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for a 1943 movie called The Sky's the Limit, where this song was first recorded by Fred Astaire. There's a couple of clues for you, so you may have guessed. Here's Joe Pass playing for us, one for my baby and one more for the road. Thank you. Okay, that was the American jazz guitarist Joe Pass and a recording that he made in 1988 of the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer very, very, very well-known song, One for My Baby and One More for the Road. I think it's a good job that Joe Pass spent 3 years in a rehabilitation center. Had he not, he probably would have died like so many great musicians did when they got addicted to drugs. Okay, now, you've heard me say that this program's coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. But what's it all about? What is Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, Radio Hawke's Bay is a local community access radio station. We're based in the heart of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And people can listen to any program from Radio Hawke's Bay on their radios on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But because we're not a hick radio station, people around the world could listen to us by going onto their smart machine, whether it's a phone or a tablet or a desktop computer or whatever, and go into the search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And when you click on that, you see our homepage, which is our website. And one of the things you'll notice straight away, there's a circle that says Listen Live. No matter where you are in the world, if you click on that circle, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast from Radio Hawke's Bay at that time, no matter where you are in the world. And we run 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never close. So that's all about us. And I want to continue now with a big band. This one was recorded in 1984 in London, England, and features the Vic Lewis Big Band. And the tune you're about to hear is called Triple Treat. It was written by Alan Ferguson. The soloists are Peter King on alto sax, Bud Shank on alto sax, and Jigs Wiggum on the trombone. Bit of a treat, this one. So this is the Vic Lewis Big Band from 1984 with Triple Treat. We'll be right back. That was the Vic Lewis Big Band recording made in 1984 in London, and the tune was called Triple Treat, and the soloist Peter King on alto sax, Bud Shank also on alto sax. He was a guest artist with the band, Bud Shank, the American alto player, and Jigs Wiggum was on the trombone. Good little toe-tapper that was it not? Yes, of course it was. Okay, now here's a 1998 recording made by the Hammond organ player Richard Holmes, and he has Houston Person on tenor sax, Cecil, or Cecil, which way we ever want to say it, Bridgewater on trumpet, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Cecil Brooks on drums. The tune is called Groove's Groove, which was written, of course, and arranged by the Hammond organist Richard Holmes. So stand by for Richard Holmes and his group with Groove's Groove. Thank you. Well, there you go, eh? So, Peter, did you enjoy that one up on Bluff Hill? I bet you did, because, of course, it was Hammond organ, wasn't it? Yes, it was Richard Holmes on Hammond organ, Houston Person on tenor sax, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Cecil Brooks on the drums, and the tune was called Groove's Groove, which was written, of course, by the Hammond organ player, Richard Holmes. The time is now 10:46 a.m. on this day, which is the 23rd of May, 2025. And you are listening to a live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay. Hang on, I just got to have a quick cough. Yes, better. Good. Right. An album was recorded in 1979 at the CBS studio in London in England. And that album was released under the title Sometimes When We Touch. Now, the artists involved, Cleo Lane and the Northern Ireland flautist player, James Galway, who have since become Dame Cleo Lane and Sir James Galway. Now, I've got a track from that album called Sometimes When We Touch, so please enjoy as Cleo and James perform for us the title of the album, a tune written by Barry Mann and Dan Hill called Sometimes When We Touch. Thank you.
fly. I'd rather hurt you honestly and mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer, still trapped within my truth. A hesitant
still.
Okay, that was Dame Cleo Lane doing the vocals and Sir James Galway on the flute. And that came from a 1979 released CBS record called Sometimes When We Touch. And, of course, the tune was the title tune of the album, written by Barry Mann and Dan Hill, Sometimes When We Touch. And it's interesting to know that now, and here in 2025, Cleo Lane is still alive. She's 97 years old. And James Galway is still alive too, and he is 85 years old. But Cleo's doing well, isn't she? Of course, her husband was Sir Johnny Dankworth, the big UK band leader. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying is a song written by Joe Green. It was released in 1946 by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. But in 1955, Ray Charles recorded Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying for Atlantic Records on an album which is called The Genius of Ray Charles. So would you have a listen, please, to the blind singer and pianist, the late Ray Charles, as backed by the Clark Terry Orchestra, he sings and plays for us the tune Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, and baby, you made him so sore. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement. Till a man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done your daddy dirty, I tell you he just don't want you no more. Sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Dad has done turned salt and baby, you made him so sore. Whoa. You know you done me dirty now. And I just don't want you no more.
That's a great number, that. It was the late Ray Charles, the blind pianist and singer, a recording he made in 1955 for Atlantic Records, and backed by the Clark Terry Orchestra. He sang and played for us, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. Now, remember, it's 2 minutes to 11, and I do not stop for news, sport, and weather at 11. I just carry on through until noon. Now, Arthur Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N, was a Polynesian, Hawaiian jazz vibraphone player, and he also played the marimba, which is like a it's like a vibraphone, but it's just wood. He was born in 1932 in Hawaii, and he died in 2002 in Hawaii. But in 1959, he recorded an album called Lays for Jazz. Lays, L-E-I-S, are the flower arrangements, the garlands that Hawaiians put around your neck. So the album's called Lays for Jazz, and he recorded it for a company called Hi-Fi Records. I'm going to bring you a track from that album, and Arthur Lyman is on the vibraphone, Alan Saws on piano, John Kramer on bass, Harold Chang on the drums. And they're going to bring us their version of a jazz standard written in 1930. Music by Johnny Green, lyrics by Edward Heyman, Robert Soar, and Frank Iton. And if you're well-versed in your jazz, you know that those guys wrote a song called Body and Soul. And that's exactly the tune that Arthur Lyman and his group are going to play for us right now. Arthur Lyman on vibes with a group called, and the song is Body and Soul. Yeah, that was a nice recording too, wasn't it? I really enjoyed the fact that you know, they changed the tempo and brought it up and made it a real toe-tapper. Anyway, the man on the vibraphone was called Arthur Lyman. The man on piano was Alan Sores. John Kramer was on bass, Harold Chang on drums. And when they picked up the tempo, that rhythm section really, really got with it, didn't they? Particularly Harold Chang using their brushes on the drums. Very nice. That came from an album called Lays for Jazz, L-E-I-S, Lays, made for Hi-Fi Records, and that was made in 1959. Very nice, very nice. What is this thing called love? Well, it's a 1929 popular song written by Cole Porter for a musical called Wake Up and Dream. But in 1959, Verve Records released an album called Jerry Mulligan Meets Ben Webster. And I'm going to play you a tune from that album right now. And the tune, of course, is What Is This Thing Called Love? So we've got Jerry Mulligan on the baritone sax. Baritone sax. Ben Webster on tenor sax, Jimmy Rose on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis is on the drums. A nice and easy jazz, this one. So Jerry Mulligan on the baritone sax, together with the other guys, with What Is This Thing Called Love? Thank you. as I said in the lead up, a nice bit of easy jazz. That one was baritone sax, Jerry Mulligan. On tenor sax, Ben Webster. On piano, Jimmy Rolls, Leroy Vinegar. On bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. The tune, of course, was Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? I'm going to play another Jerry Mulligan later on in the program. Okay, so you listeners, wherever you may be in the world, I just want to thank you for listening in to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Rittman. The crew here at Radio Hawke's Bay, they did very well during my 4 weeks of being ill by putting on repeats, and they're a good crew. They really are. Anyway, look, let's get on with it. You people living in Napier, Hawke's Bay generally, do you ever remember a lady singer called Viva San? S-A-H-N, Viva San? I do very well. She lives in Wellington now, but she lived in Napier for some time before that. And it would have been probably around 2006. She recorded an album called Sensual Item, where she was accompanied by the local music genius Warren Sang on piano. Now, I've got that recording, and I'm going to bring it to you right now. Viva San doing the vocals with Warren Sang on the piano, and they're going to bring us a song written in 1941 by Don Ray and Gene DePaul called You Don't Know What Love Is. Viva San is the singer.
You don't know what love is until you know the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flip your heart and you have lost. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is.
the thought of reminiscing on how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't
quality music and recording by local musicians. I'm sure that was recorded in 2006. And the singer was a lady called Viva San, S-A-H-N, who went to Wellington, but she lived in Napier for many, many years. And she and Warren did this album called Sensual Item. And you just heard Viva sing and Warren on piano as they perform for us You Don't Know What Love Is, written in 1941. Now, I've decided that I'm going to play another track by Viva San, this time with the Warren Sang Trio. And they're going to bring us from that same album, Sensual Item. They're going to bring us this time a song called Hello Young Lovers, which is a show tune that comes from the 1951 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I. So we've got Viva San doing the vocals and Warren Sang. Actually providing the trio music behind her. So just have a listen to Hello, Young Lovers.
Hello, young lovers, wherever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You fly down the street on a chance that you meet, but not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own, and I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own. have wings on your heels to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you meet, not really by chance. Don't cry, lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. And I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own. Don't cry.
Yeah, there was a second recording there by Viva Sand doing the vocals, and Warren Sang, who was on piano, also on bass and also on drums, and he mixed all the tracks together. And that was the second song from Viva Sand and Warren's album called Sensual Item. And that recording, of course, was Hello, Young Lovers from The King and I. I like to play local musicians as often as I can, and if I've got the required music, of course, recorded. Well, it's now 11:28 a.m. on this Friday, the 23rd of May, 2025. And I'll remind you again that you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Blue Skies was written by Irving Berlin in 1926. Blue Skies is also an album recorded by the American saxophonist Stan Getz. He recorded the album in San Francisco in 1982, but it was not released until 1995, when it was released by Concord Jazz. Now, quite often you've heard me say on this show that an album was recorded in 1 year and then not released for 5, 6, 10, 12, 15, 20 years sometimes later. So Blue Skies with Stan Getz was released in 1995 by Concord Jazz. And I want you to listen and enjoy Stan Getz on tenor sax, performing the song Blue Skies, Jim McNeely on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Billy Hart on the drums. Tune, Blue Skies Smiling at Me. Thank you. Some nice jazz there too, eh? Nice easy jazz again, of course. What else would you expect from this show, which is called Easy Jazz with John Redman? Anyway, that was Stan Getz on the tenor sax with Jim McNeely on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Billy Hart on the drums. It was recorded in 1982, but not released until 1995, when it went out by Concord Jazz on an album called Blue Skies, and the tune they played for us was Blue Skies. Stan Getz died in 1991. He was only 61 when he died. Jim McNeely, Mark Johnson, and Billy Hart, the pianist, bass player, and drummer, are all still alive. Right, what time have we got now? It's 11:37, and I've still got plenty to bring you until the end of the show. My Funny Valentine, which is a tune that many, 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 many of you will know very well. It was written in 1937 by Rodgers and Hart for a musical called Babes in Arms. And, I mean, since then, it has been played and recorded by tens of thousands of artists over the years. Now, in 1974, the trumpeter Chet Baker and the baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan performed it live in front of a very large audience at the Carnegie Hall in New York. Ron Carter was on bass and Harvey Mason was on the drums. And I've got that track of those four gentlemen ready to play for you right now. So why don't you pin back your logos and never listen? Chet Baker, trumpet. Jerry Mulligan, baritone sax. Ron Carter, bass. Harvey Mason on the drums with My Funny Valentine.
Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little funny Valentine. Stay.
Loved that, didn't they? Breaking into applause each time a solo had been done, and that massive applause right at the very end. And you can say, why? Well, simply because you had two, well, you had more than two, you had four great jazz artists. Chet Baker on trumpet, Jerry Mulliken on baritone sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Harvey Mason on the drums. And of course, they played for us that Rodgers and Hart, well-known, recorded thousands of times, My Funny Valentine. One of my favorite songs, actually. And I just enjoyed listening to that. Although I know that track particularly well, I just enjoyed listening to it. Yeah, 1974 that was recorded, folks. Now, my friend, Ian Hunt, came in and we had a chat during, well, not during that track I've just played, but earlier on we had a chat. Ian's come in to record his show, which is called Two for Jazz. And here on Radio Hawke's Bay, we're not a music, specifically a music radio station. Yes, we have different forms of music. We have jazz, we have rock, we have pop, we have Cayley music, we have everything, green grass, country and western. But we have loads and loads and loads of programs that are non-musical. Now, Ian, he has a new show that he records every 2 weeks. So if you go to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and have a look at the schedule, you'd be surprised, because you can then look and see when Ian's recordings are played. And you can also see just how many other non-musical programs that we have. And we have a few, believe me. Right. Must be about 10 to 12. Yeah, 10 to 12. Already got 10 minutes left. I want to play you another live recording by the Ramsey Lewis Trio. And this was recorded 1965 at the Bohemian Caverns nightclub in Washington, D.C., USA. And the album, which is called The In Crowd, was released by Argo Records, A-R-G-O. So, with Ramsey Lewis on piano, L.D. Young, that's not L, letter L and D, but E-L-D-E-E, L.D. Young on bass, and Red Holt on the drums. They're going to play for us the title tune of the album called The In Crowd, which means, of course, that the track you're going to hear with the Ramsey Lewis Trio is called The In Crowd. And I'm just about to push the start of that right now. 1965, Ramsey Lewis Trio with The In Crowd. And another appreciative audience, as you heard, after they listened to that live recording made at the Bohemian Caverns nightclub in Washington, D.C. in the USA. And we had Ramsey Lewis on piano, L.D. Young on bass, Red Holt on drums. The album is called The In Crowd. It was released by Argo Records. And the tune, The In Crowd, was the one you just heard the group play. And that was written by Billy Page. Well, folks, we're certainly getting on very close to the end of the show now. And I want to thank all you listeners, doesn't matter where you are, whether you're local, here in Hawke's Bay, somewhere else in New Zealand, or anywhere else in the big wide world. Thank you. Thank you for staying with me after my, I tell you what, you know, being away for 4 weeks, I mean, you get a bit stir crazy, but you can't come in and do a show when you're wheezing and coughing and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you understand what I mean. Okay, so thank you for listening today. I'll be back next week, God willing, with another nearly 2 hours of easy jazz. I want you to look after yourselves. Take it easy. It's getting pretty cold here in New Zealand around this time, heading into winter. Only 4 degrees this morning when I arose from my bed, so pretty cold. Look after yourselves. Be careful. You know, watch those idiots on the road, whatever you do. And remember to love the ones that you love, because they'll love you back even more. Let's go out with a little bit of a recording made in 1939 by Count Basie, with the singer Jimmy Rushing playing for us a tune written in 1926 by Jimmy McHugh called I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me. Anyway, see you next week. God bless. Look after yourselves. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.